Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, a couple house cleaning items here before we move on and jump around the NFL. First of all, Bills are off next week. I'm off next week, so I will not be here on Monday. You're going to, I guess, get Josh and Zach. They'll be here. You can see their smiling faces on the video stream as well. Taking a every year, I like to just take a vacation somewhere during the Bills bye week if we can. Take the fam out somewhere. Like, say, it's the one weekend, like, all right, it's been a grind. Let's get away for a week. Sometimes by weeks in October, November, whatever. And I look and say, is there anything cool going on somewhere else we can go? This year, just happened to notice, oh, wait a minute, whoa, Bills bye weekend? Sabres in San Jose in California? Let's go. So actually, we're going to be heading out to California later this week. And San Jose and San Francisco doing Alcatraz on Friday night. I can't wait. And we're doing the night tour. I'd done the day tour years ago at Alcatraz. Taking Yana and Max to the, we're all going together, California, doing the night tour at Alcatraz Friday night. Then we're going to do Sabres Sharks on Saturday. Get this, the Sabres Sharks game on Saturday in San Jose is a 5 p.m. West Coast start. Okay? 8 p.m. here. They're retiring Joe Thornton's number that night, randomly, like in that game against the Sabres, which is kind of weird, right? So anyway, they're doing that. And then we're going to head to Napa on Sunday. Never done Napa. Weather in San Fran doesn't look great. It's like kind of rainy and, you know, 50s, but that's okay. We're going to have a good time, and it'll be awesome. So that means I won't be back here till right before Thanksgiving. Then we'll come back, and we'll get ready for Thanksgiving week and the Bills again. We'll talk about the game next week. So anyway, just wanted to let that out there and let you know what's going on here so you won't have me on Friday or on Monday next week here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right. Tonight, Texans take on the Cowboys. Cowboys are just a shell right now. Texans should win this game, but they have not been great lately. Bobby Slowick, a lot of questions about that offensive coordinator. This is a great example of what I mean earlier. I said, you could be a really smart NFL head coach, but just because you're smart doesn't mean you're a great coach, great leader, great adjuster, all that kind of stuff. I'm not telling you Bobby Slowick's not all any of those things. What I am telling you is, though, even though he can design plays, there's been questions about how he's developing C.J. Stroud, and C.J. Stroud hitting a plateau here. So, interesting game. They get Nico Collins back tonight. Texans 6-4. Have a chance to go 7-4 and be a big part of that AFC playoff picture as they are now, but to maintain their division lead. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's get to what happened yesterday first. NFC, Packers beat the Bears 20-19. I believe in this game, Jordan Love. Yes, he did. He scored a touchdown with less than 3 minutes left. Otherwise, it was a... It was a grind for the Packers. Caleb Williams of the Bears, 231, no touchdowns, no picks. Jordan Love, 261, one touchdown and one pick. The Detroit Lions beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 52-6. Has Doug Peterson been fired yet? I don't think so. Has Doug Peterson been fired yet this morning? Okay, he hasn't yet. I'm expecting that to happen at some point soon, this week, today. I don't know, because holy cow, there were rumors yesterday he was told it was going to happen after the game regardless. And then they lose 52-6. And by the way, they may have lost Gabe Davis for the rest of the year. Apparently, Gabe Davis has a meniscus injury. Is that what you read, Josh? It was Gabe Davis meniscus. Is that what it is? We don't know exactly the extent of it.
We're not sure if it's a tear, but okay. they're getting more opinions on it.
Yeah, that's a shame. Jared Goff, 412 yards and 4 touchdowns. All right, the Jags, by the way, 2-9. The Lions, 9-1. Wow. Miami... Tell you, they've been playing a lot better lately, even against the Bills. They played a good game. They lost, obviously, but they've now won a couple in a row since then. The Rams and now the Raiders, 34-19 yesterday. Tua throws for 268 and 3 touchdowns. Devon Achane ran for 73 yards and a touchdown. And the Dolphins improved to 4-6. They're trying to climb their way into the AFC playoff picture. Raiders are pretty much out of it at 2-9 on the season. Dolphins now improved to 5-6. I want to make sure that's right. 4-6. And the Raiders, with the loss, go to 2-8 now on the season. Okay. I was kind of reading it wrong. I was reading the what happened before the game. Okay. What else we got? Rams at Patriots yesterday. Drake May, again, looks pretty good. 30 of 40. Nice stat line. 282. Two touchdowns, an interception as well. But Matthew Stafford, 295 and four touchdowns for the L.A. Rams. He was terrific yesterday. He throws to Cooper Kupp for a pair. Puka Nacua for one. They both went over 100 yards. The Bills play the Rams in a couple of about 3 weeks. Rams 5-5. Patriots 3-8 on the season. The New Orleans Saints clobber the Cleveland Browns 35-14. I had a choice. I have Dalton Kincaid on my fantasy team. I knew he wasn't going to play, so I picked up Dawson Knox. No shame in that. You know who I passed on instead? I thought about it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Taysom Hill. Yep. He's listed as a tight end. I could have grabbed him.
My friends make fun of me every year because I draft Taysom Hill in the last round of the draft.
Yep.
And then I usually drop him by week five because I'm getting frustrated. And then here we are.
He had an amazing fantasy day yesterday. He ran seven times for 138 yards and three touchdowns. He also threw a pass. He had an interception on the pass, by the way. He threw two passes. One was picked. But yeah, an amazing day. 35-14. Browns, a lost season for them. They're 2-8. Saints trying to climb back into the NFC playoff picture after firing their head coach, Dennis Allen. They're now 4-7. Boy, a team that's not going to climb back in the playoff picture, it appears every week we hear about them possibly doing it, is the New York Jets. They lose yesterday on a touchdown scored by the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson on a four-yard run with 46 seconds left in the game. Richardson has a nice day. 20 of 30, 272 and a touchdown. I didn't drop him, by the way, in my fantasy league, but he didn't help me win. He had some nice points. He ran for 32 yards. Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 29, 184, two touchdowns. Nothing downfield from this team right now. I don't know why Breece Hall, I guess he had a good game yesterday, but it just seems like hasn't been what they thought this year running the ball. Devontae Adams, decent day. Six catches, 72 yards. No touchdowns. Garrett Wilson, only 4 of 18 catching the ball. But the big story here now is the Colts 5-6 trying to keep pace, and the Jets 3-8. Certainly not. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. What's the joke Shelton Bulldog always say? Every game is 16-15. Well, guess what? It was 18-16 in this one. 18-16. The Steelers win on 6 field goals.
Speaking of fantasy football, Chris Boswell.
My gosh.
24 points.
18 direct, depending on if you have scoring for longer field goals. He had 6 field goals in this game. They win because of it, but the Ravens come back and score and then go for 2 to tie it. They don't get it. Lamar Jackson, only 207 yards passing. Russell Wilson, only 205 yards passing. Defensive game here goes to the Steelers, who extend their lead in the AFC North. Wow. 7-4 for the Ravens, 8-2 for the Steelers. Minnesota Vikings take care of business, 23-13 over the Tennessee Titans. Vikings now 8-2 on the season. Really nice season in there in Minnesota. They're a contender in the NFC. And the Titans, they're going to be having a high draft pick this year. 2-8 now, they fall to on the season. Sam Darnold, 20 of 32, 246 and two touchdowns. Will Levis, 295 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Broncos, they're starting to look a lot better. They're looking really good. Bo Nix is looking really good. Rookie quarterback, 307 yards and four touchdowns on the day. 38-6. They take care of business against an Atlanta Falcons team that had been playing really good. Says a lot about the Broncos right now at 6-5. They're 6-5 and very much in the thick of it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and predict they're going to take the AFC West. That's not going to happen. But they very well could be a 7 seed or even a 6 seed and be a very tough out in the playoffs in the AFC. The Seattle Seahawks beat the Niners. Niners, they get George. They don't have George Kittle, but they do get Trent Williams back and Bosa back, and guess what? They still lose to the Seahawks in San Fran, 20-17. Brock Purdy in this one, 21 of 28. Nice stat line, but 159, a touchdown interception. That's the Bills' next game here. We'll talk about that in a minute. The San Francisco 49ers drop to 5-5. Seahawks 5-5. Rams 5-5. Arizona Cardinals lead that division at 6-4. And then late last night, big comeback by the Bengals, but it ultimately falls short. They were down 27-6. They score three straight touchdowns to tie it and then lose. Neither team wanted to win the game, it seemed like, in the end. They both had great opportunities, couldn't cash the deal until finally the Chargers did. 34-27. Chargers 7-3. Bengals 4-7. I don't know if you could have predicted either of these two teams having these records. Really sets up interesting in the AFC. Right now, AFC conference. Kansas City, the one seed at 9-1. Buffalo, the two seed at 9-2. Then it's Pittsburgh, the three, and Houston, the four, the division leaders. Chargers, Ravens, Denver, Broncos. Right now, if the season ended, which it doesn't, the Broncos will come to the Bills in round one of the playoffs. Still a lot of football to be played. By the way, doing the math, looks like the Bills' magic number is two. You know what that means? Any combination of two wins or losses between the Bills and the Dolphins. Two Buffalo wins, Dolphins losses, or one of each. Although I think the Patriots could still be mathematically alive, so maybe you couldn't clinch. It is possible, though. It is possible, I believe, for the Bills to have a chance to win the division in their next game against the San Francisco 49ers, depending how everything else plays out before they hit the field that night. We'll talk about that game and get to sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.